Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning? Good. So I brought a couple things up here with me. What are these? Glasses, right. What do you use glasses for? To help you see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't see well, they help you see. You're right. So this morning, I really want to try to see God. If I put these glasses on, do you think I'm going to be able to see him? No? Are you sure? Well, no? Okay. No, yeah, you guys are right. I don't see them. I don't see God. What are these? Binoculars, right. And what are binoculars used for? See? Mm-hmm. Yeah, to see animals that are far away when you're on a trip, that's definitely true. Okay, well, maybe, do you think I can see God with these? No, are you sure? I mean, I can see pretty far. Well, you guys are pretty big. No, no, dang it, you guys are right. Can't see God with those either. Now, Jesus, in our reading this morning, told us how to see God. Was anyone listening to Trey while he was reading? No, that's okay. I'll read the part again. I wasn't listening very closely either. Okay, well, Jesus tells us that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, being pure in heart means that you've never sinned. How many of you guys are perfect and have never sinned? How many of you are pure in heart? Oh, wow. Wow, a lot of you guys. Is that true, parents? Are they pure? No, none of us have never sinned. So none of us are pure in heart. But do you guys know someone who is pure in heart? Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Jesus is pure in heart. And what did Jesus do for you guys? Yes, he took away our sins when he died on the cross. You're right. So Jesus is pure in heart. And he died on the cross to take away your sins. So if your heart no longer has any sins in it, what does that mean for you guys? Yes, that means we have love, that's right. And Jesus was pure in heart. We had sins, which means we're not pure in heart, but he took them away. So that means we are pure in heart, that's right. Because we have been baptized into Jesus. And Colossians tells us that when we are baptized, Jesus gives us a new, pure heart. Now, so because we have a pure heart, we can see God. When we die, we will be risen from the dead, because Christ was risen from the dead, and we will see God with our own eyes. But we can even see God now. Who is Jesus? God. Yes, exactly. He is God. And where do we see Jesus? In our heart, that is true. What about on the first Sunday of the month? What do? We go to church and we take communion. And when we take communion, Jesus is there in his body and blood, and with our hearts perceiving in faith, our hearts see in faith, we see Jesus on the altar there to forgive our sins. Can you guys pray with me? God, thank you for giving us eyes to see so that we can see our friends and our families and the wonderful world you made around us. But even more, thank you for sending Jesus to give us a pure heart so that we can see you. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. And all the children said,